This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Delaney, welcome to the show.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no life, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail. And your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
One of the big stars on a very small screen in a very big role with big shoes to fill. Cheers. That's who she was. She was on Cheers forever and a day. And people certainly got their introduction, I think, in many cases to Kirstie Alley from that show. A two-time primetime Emmy Award winner, Kirstie Alley, born in Wichita, Kansas in 1951, dead at the age of 71 from cancer. Very sad. She broke a lot of hearts, I think, back in the day, and she was a talented actress and appeared in many, many roles besides Cheers, but Cheers is the thing that really, 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 I think, made her a household name, because also you have to think of the times of not streaming, not a zillion channels to watch, and a very, very popular show. So a lot of people are tweeting out about Kirstie Alley, including the famous, like John Travolta, who co-starred with her in that hit movie in the late 80s, Look Who's Talking, and a couple of sequels, too, said Kirstie was one of the most special relationships I've ever had. I love you. I know we will see each other again. Jamie Lee Curtis, who worked with Alley in 2016 on TV Scream Queens, paid tribute to her as well. She said she was a great comic foil in TV Scream Queens and a beautiful mama bear in her very real life. She helped me buy onesies for my family that year for Christmas. We agreed to disagree about some things, but had a mutual respect and connection. Sad, sad news. So we tip our cap to Kirstie Alley. I know through the years I saw her in a couple of things, including the things that I mentioned. And like I said, I thought she was a talented, talented actress. And as a young girl in school, I can remember many of the young men around me with definite crushes on the brunette with the big blue eyes who broke a lot of hearts. Absolutely. So where are we, America, when it comes to what we're talking about? We're still talking about the substation and the outages in North Carolina after that crazy targeted attack. It's really about why that attack. So close to 40,000 people, no power, no electricity. This was gunfire in what is being hailed as a targeted attack. Somebody opened fire at both of those substations. There was bullet holes in the equipment, equipment that has to be replaced. They're working on it right now. They started working on it over the weekend. You had crews from what is called Duke Energy, which is the North Carolina power company, did restore some power, managed to get 7,000 customers up and going, but they still have a lot of customers in the dark. And you've got the FBI on this, investigating as to who did this and what's the reasoning behind this. Pinehurst is in the middle of this. Pinehurst is a very popular golf area in North Carolina. It's in Moore County, right there around Moore County. As I said, you're kind of near, or not far from, let's say, Raleigh and Fayetteville and some areas that many of you might recognize. But this was critical infrastructure that was nailed. So it's a crime. And is it an international crime? Is it somebody on an international level? Is it somebody local? What was the reason behind it? All those are questions that there are no answers to. And I think it points out vulnerability, my friends. And when I say it points out vulnerability, how many times have you driven by, maybe in your area, a substation? I know I drive by one every day. And I had this conversation months ago. Wow, it seems so, I said this to somebody, I said, it just kind of seems vulnerable to me. It's like right there, little fence, and, you know, I was near a tennis court that we kept driving to and fro from, and it just was right there with just one gate, just like, much like what I seem to see from these photos. So you wonder how vulnerable we are, all of us, to that kind of thing. So the outages did cause some accidents, a four-wheel vehicle crash that injured four people, and the stoplights were out, right? So they're adding temporary stop signs to help, but it doesn't help in the dark. So they've got a curfew in place, but still same thing. It gets dark pretty early. So let's hope they find whoever did this and unravel the riddle of that, because I think it's far more significant than it might seem at first blush to people who aren't affected by that particular outage. All right, since I'm starting with the kind of head-scratching thing, I'm going to go in this direction, too, because I wonder if where you live, this is starting to happen. And, you know, these things aren't cheap. I don't know. It's a kind of this maybe newer phenomena, maybe not, but people driving golf carts. And it's probably mostly in warm weather places. That would make sense. But, and I'm saying away from the golf course, nothing to do with golf. The police chief in Tampa, Florida, has resigned, following a crazy thing that happened last month. She flashed her badge to get, I guess, favorable treatment during a traffic stop. She was riding in a golf cart. And so her name is Mary O'Connor. And this happened a couple of weeks ago. She was with her spouse. They were riding, and she said she was going to get Greek food. She didn't have a license plate. Because you're on a road, you have to have a license plate. So the deputy stopped her. The deputy's body cam footage captured the interaction, which was posted by the Tampa Police Department, and then it got worse, right? The deputy said, oh, you look familiar. So she said, I could have handled the matter differently. It could be viewed as inappropriate. I knew my conversation was on video. My motive was not to put the deputy in an uncomfortable position, but she said she had great remorse to the mayor, and that was that. The next day, it was announced that she had been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome, and then she decided that the chief decided it was best to step away rather than be any kind of a distraction. Now, a major city is looking for a nationwide search for her successor. What? Your thoughts next as we hit the mailbag.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
All right, thanks for all the emails. You can always send me your thoughts 24/7 to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com, that easy. All right, this one, so appropriate for Max. Kate, Rebecca, gone. My first crush, Rebecca and Sam. Wow, I can remember watching this show with my sister and my mother. So she was a knockout, and she was absolutely my first faraway crush. RIP Rebecca, a.k.a. Kirstie Alley. Yeah, I talked about it when I cracked open the mic. She was the perfect foil, her Rebecca, to Sam. And there was some great moments. You can see, if you've never seen Cheers, you could see it on TV Land or whatever. They replay a lot of those, shows. Woody Harrelson was on it. There were a lot of people that you would know that were on the show. And she's, like I said, she's best known for that, but she certainly was in many other things. She replaced another actress, Shelley Long, who was popular, but she absolutely filled the shoes and took the role, you know, took her role in a different direction, and it worked. Ted Danson and Kirstie Alley had that magic chemistry. I think that's probably what it is. All right, a completely different direction. This one is from Teddy, and Teddy says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I was listening to one of your rewinds from 2022, And you're right. You know, we have been following what's going on with Ukraine since the day Russia invaded. And I have to say, I didn't think that this would go on as long as it's gone on. And there doesn't seem to be any light at the end of this tunnel, or a light that we know what it's going to look like, if that makes any sense. It's not what I thought it would be after the first couple of days and couple of weeks of Russia setting up in 2021 and then ultimately invading. Someone needs to put a stop to Putin, but we all really already know that, and so far it hasn't happened. Yeah, and the beat goes on, right? You know, it's interesting. You have explosions that hit two bases in Russia, and so you now have Ukraine fighting back and has had some wins for sure. And this was at an airfield that served as a base for bombers allegedly used in Moscow's airstrikes on Ukraine's, you know, critical civilian infrastructures. So the airstrikes, Russia's airstrikes continued on Monday with a barrage fired at targets across Ukraine hours after the reports of the explosions in Russia, which happened at the strategic bomber base in Saratov. And the Russian defense minister accused Ukrainian military of orchestrating the blast, which killed three Russian soldiers and injured four others. Kyiv didn't claim any responsibility, but the attacks, if confirmed, would be the deepest, and this is the first thing I thought, the very deepest strikes managed by Ukraine inside of Russia. And there were low-lying, they did say that they intercepted low-flying Ukrainian drones. But the bases are far from the Ukrainian border, and the drones would have had to travel about 400 miles undetected to reach them. So that would be a huge security lapse, I would say, by Russia, if that's how it went down, if that's what happened. And I'm going to throw this in quickly. 47% of Americans think Washington, 47% think Washington should urge Ukraine toward a peace settlement. This was something that came out of a poll that, you know, that the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, their survey that they did, that they just released the findings for, because of what we just talked about, is that this has been going on for a long time, right? The economic assistance, the support with the weapons, all of that. And the support is there, I think, from the American public for the assistance to back Ukraine. But some of it is starting to wane. Some of that is starting to slip compared to the very beginning of this thing, because we keep getting these announcements as to what the total is, what the United States is doing, how they're helping. And we definitely have no end in sight with what's happening there. 46% of the people in this survey that was taken think, and this is Americans, think that neither Ukraine nor Russia has the advantage, has the upper hand. Last week, our president said he's prepared to meet with Russian President Putin, if he says he's interested in ending the war. And Biden said he hasn't done that yet. I think there's a fat chance that he's going to reach out to Biden and say, hey, you know what, let's figure this thing out. I don't think so. All right, let's move on to this one from Mary. And Mary says, Kate, wow, I'm thinking back to where we were this time last year and coming out of, or hoping to really roar out of the pandemic. Now more people are coming down, I guess, with serious strains of the flu, but also still people are dealing with COVID. I think it just points out there's a lot we do not know and understand about COVID, and all of our bodies react differently to it. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. Everybody's different. I mean, it's like we're walking petri dishes anyway. And what underlying, if any, conditions do you have? And what strain were you ever exposed to, if you have been exposed? I think some people had COVID, and didn't even know they had COVID. I mean, you know, didn't know, because it has symptoms, in some cases, similar to the flu, a lot of them. And maybe you got through it, and it wasn't the disastrous kind of COVID that, sadly, too many other people had, or not testing positive for it a couple of times again and again. I know some people that fall into that category. All right, this one is from Arnie. He says, yeah, finally there's a settlement with Delta Airlines. That's my hub, and because I have to fly to support my family where I have a job, we're back out on the road, KDD. I am glad that this is a wrap, because you never know when you fly anyway how many delays and everything else that can find you stuck along the way. I think this will help anyway, because mostly I've got myself on Delta with where I live. So I'm thinking there's a lot of places you could live, but the hub, you would be in the South, in the Carolinas probably. But Delta Airlines and its pilots union, yeah, they reached an agreement. And pilots, there's a clause in this proposal that would guarantee that the pilots would earn a higher salary than those who fly for their rivals, American Airlines and United. So they're in contract negotiations with their pilots unions. So that was one of the things that they wanted in there. And Delta has about 15,000 pilots, and they will get these consistent raises, significant raises, and there are a few other things that are in the middle of that, you know, that are part of this contract negotiation. So this is a good thing, because there's always that fear, right, that you're going to get stuck in the middle of this if there's some kind of a strike. So as a show of good faith, they're going to begin the previously agreed upon raises of 5% this month instead of waiting for several months, because they want this thing tucked away once this was all agreed upon, because they've lost pilots. You know, people stepped aside and went in other directions, and can't afford to lose those pilots because people are back flying again. All right, I said it at the top, k2katedelaneyradio.com. That's where you can send them 24/7.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Republican Oklahoma State Representative Jim Olson has moved to ban gender transition procedures being provided to anyone under the age of 21. That includes cutting off children and young adults to puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change surgeries. If the bill becomes law, any organization or hospital found in violation would lose public funding. A North Carolina woman has revealed that last month she won the $100,000 Powerball and gave birth on the same day. Housekeeper Brenda Gomez-Hernandez, who purchased her Quick Pick ticket for $3, played her two sons' birthdays. But she believes her newborn daughter also brought her good fortune. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By Royal Winner, and we're talking about people using social media to make ordinary connections extraordinary. Roya has quite a background, communications manager for social impact at Meta, and we're going to talk about some what might seem small ways, but really big ways that people can use their products to make a positive impact on the world, and now more than ever, this is so, so important. So Roya, thanks for joining us.
Kate, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Meta, and let's talk about Meta's $7 million match for fundraisers and what people can do to sign up and all of that.
Yeah, so it is the holiday season. It's also giving season, and every year for Giving Tuesday and giving season, we would do a $7 million match on the day of Giving Tuesday to encourage people to donate on the day. But nonprofits have told us they're really looking for support. They appreciate the support now, of course, but are looking for more long-term, sustainable support all year long. So this year for giving season, we're changing it up a little bit, and between now and the end of the year, when you sign up to become a monthly recurring donor, we will match your second donation at 100% up to $100. And we're hoping that gives nonprofits that sort of ongoing love and generosity, not just now, but all year long.
Wow, that's terrific. Tell us about this partnership with Upworthy and how our listeners can share submissions. I think that's key.
Totally. So I think we all know the different ways that we can connect on social media and how it can bring joy to our lives, especially when we stop and sort of reflect on it. So Upworthy is this feel-good media site. They're on Facebook and Instagram, and they turn to their community and they ask, you know, what are your extraordinary connections? And people are already sharing, you know, these really beautiful ways that Facebook groups or Messenger or their community they found on Instagram really bring joy to their lives. And the stories are heartwarming, and Upworthy will be sharing them throughout December. And so if your listeners want to share their extraordinary stories, they can do it on Upworthy's post or use the hashtag Extraordinary Connections and might be featured on Upworthy's channels.
Ooh, what are some of the, because I think people think that some of what they do isn't extraordinary. What are some examples of stories you're looking for or have seen?
Yeah, you know, we all have a story to share, and it's been really heartwarming to read people's stories about the community feeling they get in Facebook groups or the joy of reconnecting with an old friend. And there's also great causes, like a new one called Giving Trees, which was started by Portland, Oregon resident Chad Barker, who realized during the pandemic that some of his neighbors and people in his community were having a hard time buying a Christmas tree because of the financial burden that could cause some families. And so he just did a simple Facebook post asking if people wanted to help procure Christmas trees for those in need. And immediately the community rallied around this idea. They gave away hundreds of trees, and also the decorations and ornaments and the delivery of the trees. Now, just 2 years later, they're in every state. They've established a nonprofit, and I'm so excited to see what they're going to do this Christmas and holiday season.
Yeah, Giving Trees is so popular. That's certainly one of the examples of them. Do you have other examples of that?
Yeah, there's another group that I love called Sky Dog Sanctuary, and they work to reunite horses that have been separated, and they also rescue wild Mustangs and burros. The founder of this nonprofit uses Facebook and Instagram to help raise money she needs to care for the horses, find volunteers, share uplifting stories. And what's amazing is that, you know, our platforms are helping nonprofits like Sky Dog or Giving Trees connect directly with a large community of supporters who then are inspired themselves to do good in their communities and share and raise awareness as well.
So now the big question, and I know people are really hooked into this, and I hope that they all jump on this. Where can people find nonprofits to donate to and to make, you know, the extraordinary seem possible?
Yeah, so there's over 1 million nonprofits eligible to fundraise on Facebook and Instagram, and so you could find the animal shelter down the street or even national organizations like the Cancer Society or St. Jude at facebook.com/fundraisers or right in the mobile app if you just search fundraisers. And on Instagram, you can actually add a fundraiser to any post, any story, or any reel. And we cover all the fees. So 100% of what's raised on Facebook and Instagram goes directly to the organization being supported.
Ah, wonderful. Roya Winner, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate, and have a wonderful holiday season.
I like that they do this. I like that you can, you know, reach out to different people who need help because everybody's community is different. And the idea that you can look at what's necessary, whether it's something as simple as a tree, but as wonderful as a tree where someone can't afford it because you think of how crazy expensive it can be for people. And the fact that whether it's Facebook or Instagram, that you go and you go to this Upworthy and you find those causes. I went and I looked at some of them, and I think it's brilliant that this is the way to find what, you know, what people need, because it's different. Like I said, every single area has different needs. So bravo to that. Anytime you can reach out in the different ways and use social media to do it, and it's used for positive in this scenario, I think is wonderful, 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 you know, thing. Absolutely. All right, a couple of minutes here left in this segment to talk about a few things that have popped up on the radar, and one of them is this crazy thing I happened to catch the story over the weekend, And maybe because I don't think about this, probably like you, you know, you grab things, you're busy. And I was somewhere where they actually had one of these products, and I kept thinking, I know that product. Someone I know must use it, or I've seen it somewhere. But anyway, there's a thing called, it's a cleaning product, and it's called the Laundress. And about 8 million units, that is what they say, of this product are under recall because of this severe illness that's causing the severe illness causing bacteria. And you think about what people use it for, I mean, what they're using it for, and this bacteria, I guess, it has been identified that it's found mostly in soil and water, but it's dangerous, right? So it's caused serious infections that have required medical treatment, especially with people with, you know, weakened immune systems. It can get into the body if inhaled through the eyes or through a cut or, you know, whatever. And how they discovered this was that there were at least 11, 12 people that were reporting these weird infections. And this product is detergent, fabric softener, dish detergent, all-purpose cleaning concentrate, glass and mirror cleaner, and some other stuff. So anyway, they released all these different lots where you look at the digits on it and you know that that product is what they're recalling. And it was sold from January 2021 to September 2022. So you think about it. And they've got this list that's up where they say you can get a full refund. I would be so worried about the refund because I don't think these are super expensive products. I would be worried that you grab things. Oh, this looks good. Hey, somebody told me this cleans your wash pretty good. So, yeah, I'm going to throw this in here. And the next thing you know, you're reading these stories about people becoming really, really ill. And, you know, we've had people on the show to talk about how dangerous certain products can be. And it's just another example to be diligent out there and pay attention to don't, because I'm one of those people, I have to say, other than when in doing the show, a lot of times it's that hurry up and grab or someone mentioned this. And so I know I'm familiar with that from somebody telling me about it. And I'm thinking that it was, they had like the sports detergent that was supposed to be really just this miracle working thing. And I'm guaranteeing that somebody told me that, and I've seen it somewhere. I didn't have it, but it's just that easy that, boom, you're not paying attention, and then that could be something that sends you to the emergency room. All right, this will make you crazy. If you get hit by the porch pirates, you know what they are. You get things delivered, and suddenly they're not delivered because someone scooped it up and walked away with the package from the front of your house, and so people are mailing you things, or you're mailing people things, and did you insure it, and all that kind of thing. Then they're called porch pirates. It's thieves, right? That take the packages that are outside of your house. And over the past 12 months, and this is this data that's been compiled from SafeWise, which is a home safety research company, because companies track this. Over the past 12 months, would you be surprised to know that $260 million worth, or 260 million packages, 260 million, I want you to think about it for a second, worth $19.5 billion were stolen, right? And I'm thinking, wow, I guess, in some places, I look at some of these areas where the porches are pretty open, that's pretty bold, right, to go up and grab these packages, but maybe not, because they know how to do it. They're scouting around neighborhoods. You can have somebody that trails in a car, is what I've heard, and then somebody pulls up, and then poof, you throw them in, and it's so sad, too late, and you're disguised enough because people have these Ring cameras in some cases, and that would be awful. You mail it to somebody, you're waiting for them to get it, and then it gets ripped off by a porch pirate. Tis not the season for porch pirates, we hope, anyway. All right, more things you can buy this holiday season. Joanne Butler, one of my faves, she's coming up next.
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Heard me talk about Joanne a lot on this show. Joanne Butler is a lifestyle editor and founder and editor-in-chief of LifeMinute.tv. She's been all over the world. She's covered fashion, beauty, music, design, wellness, lifestyle. I am jealous of this wild career she's had. This time around, we are talking about all about the winner's best-kept beauty secrets. So she's joining us with a scoop on beauty. Joanne Butler, thanks so much. What do you have for us?
Oh, Kate, thanks for having me. Well, you know, this time of year just wreaks havoc on our skin and on our hair. So three of my favorites here, starting with something for your body. EOS Shea Better 24-Hour Moisture Body Lotion. It's just amazing stuff. It brings together 7 nourishing oils and butters that just lock in moisture and leave your skin just immediately silky soft and smooth. And it protects your skin for a full 24 hours, so around the clock. And what I love about it too, Kate, it's never heavy, sticky, or greasy. It just feels amazing. And it smells even better. It's just a delight for your senses. I mean, you walk in the studio right now, I wish you could smell it. The whole room smells just amazing. Ooh. And they have a ton of great scents. And Fresh and Cozy is their newest one. And it makes you feel just like that, Kate, like you're cuddled in fresh, clean sheets. So I just love, love, love it. It's so comforting. And it's under $8 for a big 16-ouncer. So you can't go wrong. Get it right at Walmart or Walmart.com. And they have a pretty cool website with all info about their products at evolutionofsmooth.com. So, got to check them out. Now, of course, you know, between holiday heat styling and coloring your hair and the dry winter air, you know, our hair can really take a beating this time of year as well. So, for some really deep damage repair, my go-to is always Pantene. It's just amazing. And they have their daily moisture renewal shampoo and Miracle Rescue Deep Conditioning Treatment. I mean, I truly feel like it's one of the best beauty secrets out there, because we're talking luxury results, really, that repair your hair as well as the leading $50 bond-building treatment. And bonds, for those that don't know, are responsible for the strength of your hair. So it's imperative to keep them healthy. And this, you know, protein pro-vitamin formula, it has replenishing lipids and antioxidants that actually strengthen existing bonds and build new ones. So it's really amazing stuff at, you know, an affordable price point, under $10 for both of these, the shampoo and the conditioner. And you can get it right at mass retailers everywhere. Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, to keep your face totally hydrated, I am loving By Nature. It's a cute little super concentrated hyaluronic acid serum in this little cute little bottle. I wish you could see it. Literally boosts skin's moisture level. So another primo brand here, super crazy affordable price point. It's $9.97. Get it right at Walmart again. And you use it after you wash your face as the first line of defense. And so it's just like a nice serum. It literally feels so good on your skin, like you're just putting a cushion on it. And it has prickly pear extract that just helps improve your tone and your texture, and major soothing properties with squalane oil, which is a plant-based oil. But it's really lightweight. It's not greasy. And it mimics and works like the natural oils in your skin to prevent moisture loss and just restore your skin suppleness. So pretty amazing stuff. Again, you know, another amazing brand backed by high-end science at a low-end price point. So just love, love, love it. And those are my best-kept winter beauty products for you.
Ooh, I love them. I'm thinking for myself, but also I'm thinking for my aunt, for my sister-in-law, great stocking stuffers, and they will love that. Winter beauty survival. It's all about that. Any more tips?
Yeah, you know, in the winter months, use lukewarm temps. It's really important when you're in the bath or the shower. You know, you kind of stand there in the shower and it's cold and you're tempted to put on, you know, the hot water, but don't, because that harsh hot water actually dries you out even more. So, you know, keep it lukewarm. Also, moisturize as soon as you come out of the shower or the bath, because your skin is more receptive to that moisture when your skin's damp. So, you know, always moisturize when you get out. Sleep with a humidifier too, if you want, because that helps as well. Keep your door closed and humidifier on.
Oh, that's all great advice. Joanne Butler, you never disappoint. Great stuff. Thank you.
I try, Kate. Thank you.
Humidifiers. Boy, that is the key to that dry, dry skin. Guys, you know it too. It's the worst, man. I mean, guys shaving. Oh, the Hubs always complains about that. All right, Buck fans aren't complaining, but who that nation? Saints. I thought once again you had nailed Tom Brady, but the Bucks extend their division lead over the Falcons to 1.5 games. The last place Saints missed out on a really big opportunity to pull into a tie for second with Atlanta. The Buccaneers beat the Saints 17-16. Wow, it's crazy. The Saints had a 10-3, which isn't a lot, halftime lead on an incredible Andy Dalton 3-yard scoring pass to Taysom Hill, and then a 38-yard field goal that was set up by the third interception Brady had thrown all season, so it was not looking good for Brady. In fact, the fans in Tampa were booing him as he went into the locker room at the halfway point when the team went off the field. But he threw a pair of touchdown passes in the final 3 minutes, and the Buccaneers rallied from a 13-point deficit to beat the Saints. That's a stunner. And a wrap to another week in the NFL. Here's like a mini little man cave as we are man cave free. Coming up in our second hour, we don't have a man cave, so I thought I would throw that one in and also mention a couple of other quick notes that are interesting. Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, was the quarterback for the Panthers, has been released by the Panthers. So now he's going to be on waivers. Texans, the 49ers, could claim the former Panther. He wanted to be released. It didn't work out. He played in 7 games, went 1-5 as the starter. He was ugly, right? So he now will find himself in that spot where you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who had a season-ending foot injury during week 13 this past week over the Dolphins. You have Brock Purdy, who was Mr. Irrelevant, which is, you know, he's last in the draft. He's picked up by the 49ers, but he looked decent and he stepped in. But would you go with Baker Mayfield? I don't know. And there's some other teams that could pick him up, or he goes unclaimed because it's late in the year for anyone to add a starting quarterback. He hasn't done anything spectacular, so maybe it's a wait until the off season that happens here for Baker Mayfield. But it is a pretty wild position to be in for a guy like him. Not something that I think that he was thinking was going to happen to him when he made the move, when Carolina, you know, picked him up. It was looking very good, but what looks good on paper doesn't always pay off. It pays off to play baseball if you're any good. Shortstop Trey Turner and the Phillies agreed on, check this out, an 11-year deal, $300 million, that's the contract. And he's been terrific for the Philadelphia Phillies, right? You think about their run to the World Series and in the World Series, and even though they lost to the Astros, he really fits that lineup. So that is some pretty big do-re-mi. And it's the 10th $300 million-plus contract in baseball history. So he makes history with that. And it's the same day that Justin Verlander, the pitcher who won the World Series with the Houston Astros, he gets a 2-year $86.66 million contract. I think about this when I see a lot of ball players, young guys playing, and girls playing softball at a place where I walk the dog, and I think, will anyone out here eventually be someone who ends up making it into the professional ranks? Because they seem like they just play with all their heart and soul, and some of them are pretty talented. All right, that's it. The music plays, the Christmas sounds in the background. You can hear them for this hour anyway. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work, as always, on the technicals, and you for listening to this one. My name's Kate Delaney, wishing you and yours a happy, happy holiday season.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.